My Letters and Sounds. Phase 5, Reader. The Doll's House by Claire Helen Welsh. Olive was very inventive. She could turn socks into puppets and bottles into Skittles. You are so imaginative, her dad laughed. One day, Olive was in the attic when she spied an old doll's house. I have a plan. Please could you help me carry this doll's house downstairs? She asked her mum. What are you going to do with that old thing? Her mum asked. You'll see, laughed Olive. First, Olive squeezed some glue onto pieces of paper. She used them to fix the holes in the roof. Then she painted the outside of the house bright purple. She pulled up the old carpets and sprinkled sawdust in all the rooms. Then she ripped out the staircase from the middle of the house because it was broken. She placed a plastic tube there instead. Don't forget to feed Sparkles. Next, Olive put a little fence made of lolly sticks around the house to make a garden. She filled the garden with little pebbles. Then she placed a wheel in one of the rooms inside the house. Olive used pieces of card and newspaper to make a simple table and a bed. She placed a piece of cheese and a slice of apple on the little table. Then she paused and stood back to admire her work. Oh, I nearly forgot, Olive cried. She hung a little water bottle on the fence. Look, said Olive. Sparkles the mouse has a nice new house to live in. So that's what you've been up to, Olive's mum exclaimed. You are so imaginative, her dad laughed.